Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 10, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Alternative Airlines, PaySafe to offer new payment methods for customers. PatPat selects Adyen for global payments. Mail, Ru, Alipay sign payments partnership in Russia. Ingenico launches Chinese payment methods for e-commerce businesses. Norway's DNB Bank launches new version of mobile banking app. Russian bank VTB selects Effortel to develop mobile banking solutions. EWPN and Findec team up to help Swedish fintechs. Credit card transactions exceeded debit transactions in 2018 in Canada. TDB, Compass Plus roll out instant card issuance in Mongolia. Skipton to use Experian open banking for mortgage applications. Airtel Money users to make online payments globally with a MasterCard virtual card. Deutsche Bank issues statement in response to reports on job cuts in Germany. Bank of England lays down strict guidelines for Facebook's Libra. Morrowind opens up to SEPA. DESL rolls out B2B purchasing platform for fashion industry. VTB Bank selects Effortel to manage MVNO offering. PaySend wields open banking for business account services. BuyerQuest loops procurement tech into Amazon Business. NEXJ Systems launches CRM for wealth management. Small business banking tests the digital identity waters. How payroll keeps up with a modernizing workforce. CaixaBank uses artificial intelligence to simplify the management of direct debit payments. Now let's get started. Alternative Airlines, PaySafe to offer new payment methods for customers. Alternative Airlines has announced a new partnership with PaySafe, which will enable the flight search website to provide new payment methods for its customers. According to the press release, the new payment methods include PaySafe's digital wallets Skrill and NETELLER, and Rapid Transfer, the company's instant bank transfer payment method, available in 18 European countries. In addition, there are plans to roll out the company's eCash solutions, PaySafe Cash and PaySafe Card. Alternative Airlines currently tickets over 650 airlines and offers over 25 ways to pay, including international and region-specific methods, such as M-Pesa, Airtel, Sofort, Tigo Pesa, with bookings made from around the world. PatPat selects Adyen for global payments. PatPat has signed a payment partnership with Adyen to reach customers in the US and Europe as it expands globally. Launched in 2014, PatPat targets children's wear market, which is forecasted to reach US$321.6 billion by 2024. According to the press release, with the Adyen's Revenue Protect solution, overall payment authorization rates have increased to 90%, positively impacting customer loyalty. Furthermore, PatPat leverages Adyen's 3D Secure 2.0 solution to comply with European regulations. In addition, with the help of Adyen, the company is able to add local payment methods such as iDEAL in the Netherlands and SOFORT in Germany. Mail, Ru, Alipay sign payments partnership in Russia. Mail, Ru had signed a payments partnership with Alipay, the Russian Direct Investment Fund, RDIF, and two other Russian partners, Reuters reports. As per the agreement, consumers will be able to use AliExpress to buy products online. In addition, AliExpress would help small and mid-sized Russian companies to gain access to Asian markets. Under the Alipay deal, RDIF, Megaphone and USM Holding, a Megaphone and Mail, Ru shareholder, will set up the payment joint venture focusing on digital payment services for Russian users. Money.mail.ru and VKPay, part of its VKontakte social network, would also be part of the payment joint venture. Mail, Ru will be its largest shareholder with 40%. Ingenico launches Chinese payment methods for e-commerce businesses. Ingenico has partnered with Alipay, WeChat Pay, and UnionPay to integrate new payment methods for international businesses. According to the press release, Ingenico will support all use cases for WeChat Pay, including the capability to integrate into WeChat official accounts and mini programs. The company offers an upgraded Alipay integration to its customers, enabling these businesses to reach online consumers in China, while also allowing them to offer real-time payments, both on desktop and mobile devices. In addition, Ingenico supports UnionPay's UPI SecurePay and ExpressPay solutions, allowing merchants to offer Chinese yuan (CNY) to consumers via all these payment methods. Norway's DNB Bank launches new version of mobile banking app. Norway-based bank DNB has launched a new version of its mobile banking application in partnership with Nordic API Gateway. The new multi-feature in the app is built on Nordic API Gateway's Account Information Service (AIS). The app will allow users, irrespective of whether they are DNB customers or not, access all personal and business accounts from across Norway. Last year, DNB and Danske Bank became co-owners of Nordic API Gateway. Together, the businesses are building the PSD2 infrastructure across the Nordics. Nordic API Gateway was developed to standardize the format of financial data and payments. Clients of Nordic API Gateway include various banks, several startups, retails and ERP providers across Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. DNB offers a range of financial services, including loans, savings, advisory services, insurance and pension products for retail and corporate customers. Russian bank VTB selects Efortel to develop mobile banking solutions. Efortel, MVNO, a mobile virtual network operator, has been selected by Russia's VTB Bank to develop and manage its mobile service offering VTB Mobile. The recently launched MVNO provides customers with a service that combines mobile voice and data with mobile banking services. Efortel's platform is fully integrated with VTB's digital banking infrastructure to support and deliver a unified customer service and sales process. Efortel has enabled VTB to deploy an MVNO that is aligned with its core retail banking services. The integrated mobile proposition is underpinned by Efortel's EMS, Efortel Mobile Suite, an intelligent and automated platform that supports billing, CRM, and marketing. The platform facilitates targeted marketing and cross-promotion of both VTB's banking and mobile products and also supports a customer loyalty program. The program is linked to VTB's multi-card credit and debit card service. Multicard customers using the mobile service are rewarded with free bundles when they reach a certain spend threshold. EWPN and Findec team up to help Swedish fintechs. The European Women Payments Network has entered a partnership with Sweden-based fintech hub Findec to boost Sweden's fintech ecosystem. Another aim of the partnership is to and create more success stories by supporting members through networking, knowledge and collaboration. The FinTech community will benefit from access to a wealth of contacts and business experience from within the EWPN community. The EWPN community will be introduced to the FinTech ecosystem in Sweden. According to EWPN representatives, the organization is dedicated to building a network of collaboration and communication, helping its members to learn, grow and give back to the payments, banking and FinTech industries and improving inclusion and equality. As an organization specifically supporting startups and entrepreneurs in fintech, Findec shares many of EWPN's values. Credit card transactions exceeded debit transactions in 2018 in Canada. The number of credit card transactions has exceeded the number of debit purchase transactions in 2018 in Canada, according to Canadian Payments Insights. This situation has not occurred since 1997, according to the report published by Technology Strategies International. It is estimated that 6.047 billion consumer credit card payment transactions were conducted in 2018, compared with 6.042 billion debit payment transactions. This gap is expected to widen over the next few years. Other key findings: Debit card and credit card transactions have each exceeded cash purchase transactions for the past few years. Online purchases make up about 7% of Canadian retail purchases. The number of debit and credit card payment transactions accounted for more than 60% of all payment transactions on personal consumption expenditure in 2018. The volume of contactless payment transactions grew by 33% in 2018, and accounted for more than 25% of the combined number of debit, credit, and cash consumer payment transactions. Mobile is expected to command the highest share of bill payments and transfers by 2020. TDB, Compass Plus roll out instant card issuance in Mongolia. Trade and Development Bank, TDB, has launched a card issuance project in Mongolia with support from Compass Plus. According to the press release, the bank wanted to streamline the process of obtaining a bank card for its customers by reducing the number of branches they are required to visit. By using TransAxis instant issuance from Compass Plus, the bank is able to issue a card on the customer's first branch visit. Currently, instant card issuance is carried out by TDB branch tellers. In the future, the bank aims to roll out self-service kiosks where bank customers will be able to issue a card without any assistance. The two companies have been partners for almost 20 years, implementing several projects together. Skipton to use Experian Open Banking for mortgage applications. UK-based Skipton Building Society has adopted Experian's open banking technology so that applicants can cut down the time taken to go through the paperwork cycle. According to Experian research, people were more willing to share their data when they could see a clear benefit. It said its work with Skipton was an example of how trusted data and insights could allow lenders to make fairer decisions for the people they lend to. The service uses Truso, which can categorize the transactions on a bank statement in under a second. Once the information has been shared with Skipton, its staff will be presented the categorized transaction data in a dashboard which shows the applicant's income and outgoings. They can then make an informed decision using data from a trusted source as to whether a mortgage would be affordable for the applicant. Experian's open data platform underpins more than 25 million of the API requests each month, and more than 30% of the number made in the UK overall, according to figures from the Open Banking Implementation Entity, OBI. Airtel Money users to make online payments globally with a MasterCard virtual card. Airtel Africa today announced a partnership with MasterCard, giving over 100 million Airtel Africa mobile phone users across 14 African countries access to MasterCard's global network. The MasterCard virtual card allows Airtel Money customers, even those without a bank account, to make payments to local and global online merchants that accept MasterCard cards, while ensuring that the customer's financial data is always secure and private. In addition, Airtel Money customers will also be able to make in-person payments at outlets via QR codes, whereby payments are made from an Airtel mobile phone by scanning the QR code displayed at checkout or by entering a merchant identifier, at any location worldwide that MasterCard QR is accepted. To date, there are over 1 million merchant locations across Africa that accept MasterCard QR payments. Airtel Money customers will also benefit from preferential exchange rates for international payments, and gain access to other domestically relevant use cases including bill payments, merchants payments and value-added services such as cash management solutions. Airtel Africa is a provider of telecommunications and mobile money services, with a presence in 14 countries in Africa, primarily in East Africa and Central and West Africa. Airtel Africa offers an integrated suite of telecommunication solutions to its subscribers, including mobile voice and data services as well as mobile money services both nationally and internationally. Deutsche Bank issues statement in response to reports on job cuts in Germany. Deutsche Bank is not planning additional job cuts beyond those announced by the management board on July 7. At that time, Deutsche Bank announced a new strategy which included a planned workforce reduction of 18,000 to 74,000 employees by 2022 globally. The objective of the job cuts is to reduce Deutsche Bank Group's adjusted costs by more than 25% to 17 billion euros. We did not communicate any regional or divisional breakdown for these measures, and we will maintain this policy. As soon as decisions have been made regarding the exact number of jobs to be cut, they will first be discussed with those directly affected. The management board has reiterated that all areas of Deutsche Bank must make their contribution. There will be a substantial number of job cuts in Germany, as it is where by far the largest share of Deutsche Bank's workforce is based. The total reduction of the workforce by 18,000 includes the job cuts already planned in connection with the Postbank integration. Bank of England lays down strict guidelines for Facebook's Libra. The Financial Policy Committee has agreed a set of principles that will guide its assessment of how prudential regulation and supervision should adjust to fast-moving developments in payments activities, which are currently a focal point for innovation in financial services. These principles are that regulation and supervision should reflect the financial stability risk, rather than the legal form, of payments activities. Ensure end-to-end operational and financial resilience across payment chains that are critical for the smooth functioning of the economy, and ensure that sufficient information is available to monitor payments activities so that emerging risks to financial stability can be identified and addressed appropriately. HM Treasury is leading a review of the payments landscape to support choice, competition and resilience and to ensure that regulation and infrastructure keep pace with innovation. These principles could usefully inform any assessment of existing payments regulation in that review. Libra has the potential to become a systemically important payment system. The FPC judges that such a system would need to meet the highest standards of resilience and be subject to appropriate supervisory oversight, consistent with the principles set out above. The terms of engagement for innovations such as Libra must be adopted in advance of any launch. UK authorities should use their powers accordingly. The FPC encourages exploration of alternative solutions to improve the efficiency of domestic and cross-border payments. Morrowind opens up to SEPA. Morrowind, a dedicated BIN sponsor that turns compliance into a competitive advantage, has today launched access to the SEPA initiative, Single Euro Payments Area, for customers of its digital banking service. Access to SEPA connects Morrowind's client base, issuers to an initiative for cross-border transactions that is active across 36 participating nations, including all EU member states and EEA members. SEPA represents an addition to Morrowind's existing range of payment solutions for digital banking, which encompasses faster payments, BACs and direct debits. This extension marks the company's ambition to help its customers meet growing consumer demand for cross-border payment options, greater convenience and an increasingly diverse range of banking and payment services. Innovation is vital if new services are going to meet the needs of I want it now digital natives, said Robert Courtnage, CEO of Morrowind. However, as consumer fintech has boomed, so has the demand for more intuitive, imaginative financial services, as well as convenient access to now table-stakes services like cross-border payments. But consumers cannot stand friction. If a wire transfer across the continent isn't fast or seamless, they won't wait, they will simply walk. Robert continued, Morrowind is helping its customers meet these building pressures to deliver with deep regulatory knowledge to build services firmly anchored in compliance but at the edge of innovation. With access to faster payments, BACs, direct debits and now SEPA from a single compliant connection, our customers will be able to offer a fuller range of payment options to an increasingly demanding set of consumers and in an age of continuous innovation. DESL rolls out B2B purchasing platform for fashion industry. Discover eSolutions Limited, DESL, has announced a new procurement platform designed for the fashion industry. A press release issued Wednesday, October 9, said it is expanding its enterprise software offerings for the fashion sector with the rollout of its dynamic purchasing platform, a solution for industry players to manage procurement from requisition through to delivery. According to DESL, many companies in this sector continue to rely on enterprise resource planning (ERP) software or spreadsheets to manage purchasing activity. In addition to a lack of visibility into purchasing behavior, DESL pointed to the reliance on emails to work with suppliers, and a lack of integration to ensure pricing agreements and product specifications are updated and accurate. Dessel's purchasing solution integrates into ERPs and with third-party logistics service providers while enabling progress tracking, supplier communication, product specification management and visibility into a range of metrics including cash flow, planned costs and budgets. It also boosts visibility of fashion companies' overall supply chains, the company noted. The platform does not support the payment of purchases, however. Zalingo is another technology firm ramping up its focus on fashion supply chains. Earlier this year, Zalingo announced $226 million in new funding, one of the largest rounds for a Southeast Asia startup. The firm first launched as a business-to-consumer B2C platform for consumers to purchase fashion products online, but has since pivoted its focus on the B2B side of the industry to support fashion supply chain management. One thing that's become very clear to us is there's a lot of value in making the supply chain efficient, instead of giving out discounts and doing crazy marketing, said Zalingo co-founder and CEO Ankiti Bose in an interview with reporters at the time. The firm's platform connects industry players to procurement and inventory management tools, marketing, payment processing and financing. VTB Bank selects Effortel to manage MVNO offering. Effortel, the mobile virtual network operator and enabler MVNO, today announced that it was selected by Russia's VTB Bank to develop and manage its mobile service offering VTB Mobile. The recently launched MVNO provides customers with a service that combines mobile voice and data with mobile banking services. Effortel's platform is fully integrated with VTB's digital banking infrastructure to support and deliver a unified customer service and sales process. Effortel has enabled VTB to deploy an MVNO that is aligned with its core retail banking services. The integrated mobile proposition is underpinned by Effortel's EMS, Effortel Mobile Suite, an intelligent and automated platform that supports billing, CRM and marketing. The platform facilitates targeted marketing and cross-promotion of both VTB's banking and mobile products and also supports a customer loyalty program. The program is linked to VTB's multi-card credit and debit card service. Multi-card customers using the mobile service are rewarded with free bundles when they reach a certain spend threshold. The EMS platform is applicable to both MNOs and enterprises looking to supplement their core offering with an MVNO service. It can be deployed at scale and significantly reduces the service provider's dependence on an MVNE through the automation of service enablement, marketing and business intelligence processes. Effortel has already deployed the platform in other global markets to enable financial services brands to launch MVNOs. Effortel has been instrumental in helping banks to overcome the technical and regulatory challenges associated with the digital onboarding of customers. Arkady Panich, founder and CEO of Effortel explained, "We're seeing more and more financial services brands adopt mobile services. We're delighted to be working with VTB and support its strategy to diversify into new areas. Using our platform, VTB was able to develop a mobile service offering that complies with banking regulations and customer document management processes. This means that new and existing banking customers can be onboarded quickly and with ease. This has accelerated subscriber activations and opened up the service to a much bigger market." Ludvikas Andrielis, chief marketing officer at Effortel, added, "MVNOs support a brand's growth strategy and our platform has helped a number of financial services businesses to attract a new set of customers and offer integrated banking services." Kenya's Equity Bank, one of the largest banks in Africa, launched an MVNO on our platform and has seen the customer base grow to 5 million subscribers. The scope for VTB, Russia's second largest bank, is potentially greater. We will continue to work with financial services brands to help them develop their integrated service offering and improve the customer journey through with our intelligent and automated platform. Paysend wields open banking for business account services. UK fintech Paysend is launching a new service for corporates to access integrated banking and payment services, the result of a collaboration with open banking software company Krasla. In a press release covered by Altfi on Wednesday, October 9. Paysend announced the rollout of Paysend Connect, a business payment account that allows companies to open multi-currency business accounts, issue MasterCard corporate cards and initiate SEPA and SWIFT transfers. For banks, Paysend Connect supports access to Krasila's open banking technology to augment their own offerings to business customers. For businesses themselves, users can white-label a range of fintech services into their own platforms. Paysend Connect removes the hassle and complexity for business owners wanting to open up a multi-currency business payment account, said Paysend CEO Ronald Miller in a statement. By supporting businesses to do this quickly and simply, we help them to focus on their commercial operations. In May, Paysend announced the launch of the Paysend app, Paysend Link, which allows consumers to use their mobile numbers to make cross-border payments. Recipients can view incoming transactions and link those transfers to a card. In July, the company announced nearly $10.4 million in Series B funding led by GVA Capital. At the time, the company said it would use the funds to expand globally. At Paysend, we believe that transferring money should be as easy and immediate as sending an email, and finally the digital age is able to facilitate this, Miller said in a statement at the time. That funding round followed a $20 million investment in 2018 led by Marcorp Financial, which it said would be used to expand its product offering, grow its customer base and fuel global expansion. BuyerQuest loops procurement tech into Amazon Business. Procure-to-pay solutions provider BuyerQuest is integrating its solution into Amazon Business by joining its partner network, the company said in a press release Wednesday, October 9. The integration will allow businesses that procure goods on Amazon Business to take advantage of procurement controls enabled by BuyerQuest. BuyerQuest continues to lead from the front, bringing the consumer shopping experience to corporate B2B procurement, said BuyerQuest Chief Revenue Officer Kyle Muskoff in a statement. We are proud to be selected as a featured partner of Amazon Business, strengthening the capabilities for our customers. In May, BuyerQuest rolled out an accounts receivable solution, Speed to Payment, designed to accelerate invoice payments to suppliers selling to businesses using BuyerQuest to procure goods. The tool allows for vendors to seamlessly generate and submit invoices from within the platform, which then enables invoice processing, matching, approval and payment for buyers receiving the bill. 1 month prior, BuyerQuest announced another collaboration with Tradeshift, which gives companies using the Tradeshift app platform to access BuyerQuest's integrated services. Users of Tradeshift Pay can manage spend and strengthen supplier relationships via BuyerQuest tools, the result of Tradeshift's Babelway acquisition, which led to creation of its Tradeshift Link integration feature. Amazon, meanwhile, has similarly taken recent measures to bolster its B2B e-commerce unit Amazon Business. In March, the company announced that Business Prime members could now choose their delivery day, a tool Amazon said allows companies to more easily group together weekly purchases and plan their deliveries. Amazon Business has also strengthened its B2B offering through collaborations with third-party partners, too. In April, MasterCard announced an upgrade to spend analytics capabilities for corporate cardholders making purchases on Amazon Business, connecting them to insights around item description, pricing and tax information, allowing for large corporate clients to more easily track expenses and streamline expense report auditing when procuring on Amazon Business. NEXJ Systems launches CRM for wealth management. NEXJ Systems Inc. TSX, NXJ, delivering intelligent customer management software to the financial services industry, today announced the general availability of its next-generation CRM, purpose-built for wealth management firms that can be deployed either on a private cloud, hybrid cloud or on-premise. NEXJ has long been recognized as best in class by industry analyst firms including Aite, top CRM vendor for wealth management, and Celent, best CRM for wealth management. Building on that reputation, NEXJ has further evolved its CRM for wealth management product with built-in vertical market functionality, leveraging the experience and expertise gained in delivering solutions to notable financial services firms including Wells Fargo, UBS, and RBC. NEXJCRM for Wealth Management is purpose-built to provide financial advisors the ability to save time, optimize customer value, and enhance client engagement. The product offers rep code security to support the way wealth management firms govern data, wealth-specific client attributes such as market segment, domicile and investor qualification, and enables transparent client management across teams and the broader organization. The vertical-specific capabilities ensure that a firm can extract value quickly through not having to make changes to its business to meet the limitation of horizontal CRM. In addition, NEXJ Nudge AI digital assistants can seamlessly integrate with the CRM, delivering artificial intelligence, machine learning, and natural language processing to assist advisors increase customer loyalty, enhance the sales and service model, and help automate compliance requirements. A recent Forrester report titled CRM Goes Vertical in the Age of the Customer Landscape highlighted the need for differentiated customer experiences in order to align people, processes, and technology to enable organizations to better serve and support customers during their engagement journey. 1. Deeply vertical CRM offers support for industry processes that can drive higher adoption rates, and deep domain functionality that includes compliance with industry standards and regulations. Wealth management firms are facing significant challenges, including competition from robo-advisors and new market entrants, a more informed customer, inefficient processes due to dated technology, and the commoditization of financial products, said Matthew Bogart, Vice President of Marketing at NEXJ Systems. Customers have always trusted NEXJ to place advisors at the center of their solutions. This next-generation product continues to enhance the experience of the advisor, helping them to better understand and engage the clients that make up their book of business. Small business banking tests the digital identity waters. Rising Know Your Customer and other risk mitigation regulations have the financial services world eyeing digital identity technology. Already seeping into the consumer services world, digital identity technology is expected to hit a $12.8 billion valuation by 2024, according to the latest PYMNTS Digital Identity Tracker. Though financial services players may be excited about the prospect of cutting costs and improving automation through the adoption of digital identities as opposed to physical identity documents, more traditional identity verification tools continue to dominate. Knowledge-based authentication, KBA, tools, including passwords and security questions, tend to be the primary strategy for verifying identity, and this is true for areas of financial services beyond the consumer world. As the October Digital Identity Tracker explores, the small business SMB, lending and financial services industries have begun to dip their toes into more sophisticated identity validation tools. Yet, as small business financial management company NAV told PYMNTS in the tracker, KBA still reigns supreme. According to NAV co-founder and chief legal officer Katten Hansen, the shortcomings of KBA cannot be ignored. As a company that enables small business owners to monitor their credit scores and performance, NAV holds a significant volume of sensitive information about its SMB clients. You can't be negligent in trying to verify or determine the authenticity of users before they access consumer credit, Hansen told PYMNTS. The same goes for small business users, too. However, NAV relies on KBA authentication technology provided by Experian's Precise ID platform to verify its small business users. Hansen said that, so far, all attempts by fraudsters to infiltrate its system have failed, but it's not foolproof. KBA methods may ask users to answer complicated, difficult-to-remember questions. Though a user may be legitimate, answering authentication questions incorrectly leads to false positives and users locked out of their own accounts. The strategy for KBA questionnaires to include none of the above as an option in multiple-choice questions can also trip up users, Hansen said. On the other hand, many of these questions might be known not only by the users themselves, but by people close to them. The struggle to change. Due to these shortcomings, Hansen told PYMNTS, NAV plans to shift away from the KBA strategy in favor of Experian technology that uses IP addresses and location data to provide real-time user authentication. Until then, however, KBA methods will continue, with Hansen pointing to the challenge of overhauling authentication processes as a major hurdle to making the change. The financial services industry as a whole continues to shift toward more sophisticated authentication strategies, both the result of enhanced technological capabilities and shifts in consumer behavior. The iPhone's adoption of passcodes, thumbprints, and Face ID to unlock the device, for instance, led to online and mobile banking solutions embracing Face ID to sign into their systems, too. Though this trend is sure to impact the small business banking, lending and financial services spaces as well, that struggle to shift to more sophisticated authentication methods is felt throughout the small business lending arena. In 2017, Wells Fargo published a blog post on best practices for small business authentication, a guide that emphasizes ways to strengthen KBA strategies. In its four-step outline, Wells Fargo noted that requiring small businesses to regularly update passwords, and requiring complex passwords from users, are two effective ways to strengthen authentication. The financial institution also recommended multi-factor authentication methods, including one-time codes sent to mobile devices or the use of a token, as well as employee training to more effectively recognize threats. Separate analysis from Valley National Bank, however, anticipates that artificial intelligence and biometrics are on the side in banks' small business authentication strategies. Artificial intelligence and learning algorithms increase security by automating and improving processes for fraud detection and prevention, while biometric authentication can help manage corporate account users and increase visibility via fingerprint or facial recognition, the bank said. How payroll keeps up with a modernizing workforce. With virtual assistant technology pressing deeper in corporate finance, bots and artificial intelligence AI-powered tools deploying natural language processing are popping up from logistics management to accounting, and payroll is no exception. At the macro level, the benefits of virtual assistant technology often relate to the ability for machines to automate data processing and analytics, and then present that information to professionals in a conversational way. For payroll technology firm Alight Solutions, the decision to launch a virtual assistant, Eloise, stemmed from the need for payroll managers to have an automated way to process troves of historical payroll data in an effort to identify errors, anomalies, and trends. Alight Executive Vice President, HCM and Financial Solutions Colin Brennan recently told PYMNTS that it's not just virtual assistant and AI technology, but their combination with machine learning that has the greatest impact for improving accuracy and efficiency in an ever-changing payroll ecosystem. Technology for the payroll department. Payroll is changing, he said, and becoming more complex as employers demand new ways to compensate their employees. That means more workers don't fall under the category of receiving a paycheck every 2 weeks for the same amount. Rather, some employers may want to pay workers based on tasks completed, commissions, even location. For payroll service providers, this elevates complexity, too. A payroll processor might accurately process payroll for a client based on the various information a company has provided. However, if those inputs are inaccurate or incomplete, including salary, commissions, travel across different states, bonus cycles, professionals that are on leave, and more, then payroll inaccuracies are sure to emerge. Where AI and machine learning come in is being able to take all of those inputs, as well as years of historical payroll data, to more accurately assess whether a worker's paycheck is correct or not. The emergence of virtual assistants and AI in payroll isn't the only technological trend emerging in response to shifting payroll needs. Brennan highlighted the growing demand for global payroll support as another pressure forcing payroll providers to examine how they can offer services that can grow and flex as a company expands across borders, while also allowing that company to maintain accuracy when compensating workers in other markets, too. We're seeing organizations that have traditionally been single country, or in some cases single state, employers, going abroad more quickly, he said. As the world becomes smaller from a digital, commerce, and connection perspective, the aspect of global payroll is becoming more important. Payroll evolution for professionals. Evolution in payments technology, and changes to the ways consumers want access to their money, have also imposed shifts in the payroll space. Brennan pointed to the evolutionary shift that has taken payroll from paper paychecks, to direct deposit, to payroll cards and, today, e-checks that allow an employer to email a paycheck to a worker. There's also the increasing interest in daily payment solutions. Bi-weekly payroll emerged from the amount of time it took employers to aggregate employee data, process it and print and cut paper paychecks. While technology has enabled these processes to accelerate, the tradition of bi-weekly pay has stuck around which, Brennan noted, can be particularly painful for those employees living paycheck to paycheck, and those that receive an unexpected bill in the middle of a pay cycle. There's also, of course, the rise of the gig economy, which adds complexity in providing a holistic experience in wage compensation, tax deduction and benefits for a professional that may be working three freelance jobs. Brennan also highlighted the emerging trend of employees now looking to receive their paychecks not from direct deposit, payroll card or e-check, but via push payment into mobile wallets and payment technologies like Apple Pay. Building trust. Finally, shifting regulations have also forced the payroll industry to make some changes, said Brennan. Earlier this week, Forbes highlighted the Internal Revenue Service's recent changes to professionals that travel for business, with new per diem rates coming into effect at the start of the month. The rules impact how much money employers can provide to workers on a per-day basis before it becomes taxable. In New York, state officials have subpoenaed dozens of payroll processors as part of a broader investigation into the ongoing MyPayrollHR collapse, allegations of fraud, and concerns over whether payroll companies should be forced to obtain a license to operate. While Brennan declined to comment on the MyPayrollHR case specifically, he did highlight the increasing complexities of payroll regulations both for employers and payroll service providers and emphasized the role that payroll companies play in building and maintaining trust with their clients. As a result, he said, the industry will begin to more closely look at the payroll business model. Today, that can mean either a payroll processor having access to an employer's bank accounts to issue funds to employees, or a payroll firm managing its own bank account, funded by an employer to pay workers. Regardless of which will win out if not both, Brennan said there is an element of trust in the payroll sector that's growing more important as service providers react to a range of shifts, from the need for daily pay to adoption of faster payment schemes to accelerate access to wages. After all, Brennan noted, payroll has a direct impact on individuals' livelihoods, and a lackluster or inaccurate payroll experience can have a wide-ranging impact, from negatively affecting employee retention, to preventing a worker from being able to pay bills. CaixaBank uses artificial intelligence to simplify the management of direct debit payments. CaixaBank has developed an innovation project using artificial intelligence to manage returned direct debit payments. As a leading Spanish retail bank, CaixaBank manages 450 million direct debit payments every year and is the primary direct debit service provider in Spain. When a bill is sent to an account with an insufficient balance, the software notifies the customer's banking advisor, who then analyzes the case and decides how to resolve the situation, to permit the bill payment, to reject it, or to postpone it for a few days until the customer has sufficient funds. The banking advisor receives incident information every day at 8 a.m. This task is difficult to automate since each case is different and involves multiple variables that influence the final decision, the type of bill, whether it is a regular payment, the customer's payment history, the customer's connection with the company in question, etc. However, the task of managing bills takes up a considerable amount of the banking advisor's time. The same decision as a human in 99% of cases. Artificial intelligence can be used to create IT systems that can imitate human reasoning and understand the specific features of each situation to make the best possible decisions. In terms of managing bill payments, we needed to create an in-house computer system capable of processing each case exactly as an employee would. By doing so, the system understands individual issues and decides whether to permit the payment, to return the bill to the issuer, or to postpone the payment for a few days before analyzing it again to see if the account can be debited. The system can also choose to send the bill to an advisor for a more detailed analysis. This technology project started with the design of the model by our highly trained team of data scientists, who specialize in advanced analytics and machine learning. Next, the system required 4 months of training to learn how to manage different situations. Eventually, CaixaBank obtained a model with 99% accuracy, meaning that the system virtually always thinks and acts like a human. In May, CaixaBank started to deploy the new system as a pilot project in 600 branches all over Spain, including the entire Barcelona network plus selected branches nationwide. In the first 4 months of operation, the artificial intelligence technology has already resolved a high percentage of cases by itself. If the model were to be expanded to the entire CaixaBank network, it would save approximately 82,000 hours of work. By simplifying routine tasks, such as managing direct debit bills, the aim is for employees to have more time to focus on providing customers with a personal service. In addition, this system helps to reinforce the direct debit management service. For some time, CaixaBank has provided its customers with a smart bill payment management service based on machine learning and big data. This tool, called My Finances, notifies customers instantly if they have insufficient funds to make a payment. It also provides information about the estimated date of future bills and notifies customers if the amount of a specific bill is higher than usual. CaixaBank, a leader in developing artificial intelligence for banking services. CaixaBank is the most innovative bank in Spain in using artificial intelligence for financial services. The company started to invest in artificial intelligence in 2014 with the introduction of IBM Watson, a technology which CaixaBank pioneered by helping the system to learn Spanish. The first commercial application was the launch of a smart assistant for foreign trade. This initiative was followed by a virtual assistant for all business areas, which is capable of accessing huge amounts of data instantly, interacting with users using natural language, and learning from experience. A system with this degree of sophistication needs to be trained by CaixaBank advisors to know how to solve the technical issues put forward by customers in accordance with an extensive corpus of trade laws, country-specific regulations, internal regulations, etc. Similarly, the system requires ongoing training by technology specialists to improve its understanding of the natural language of people and conversation skills. Currently, the CaixaBank virtual assistant resolves an average of 20,000 inquiries every day. CaixaBank also offers its clients artificial intelligence-based services through chatbots capable of holding conversations using natural language and responding to questions and inquiries. In 2017, CaixaBank launched the first chatbot in the Spanish financial sector for its ImagineBank customers. Currently, the bank has two chatbots, Gina, for ImagineBank, and Neo, for CaixaBank now. Both chatbots are able to offer information on any matters related to CaixaBank products and services. CaixaBank has recently launched its latest customer service innovation using artificial intelligence, whereby the chatbot service can be used to carry out real transactions. Specifically, since May, Gina, the ImagineBank chatbot, has been able to help customers set up payment installments. CaixaBank has designed two options for use. On the one hand, the service can be activated by the customer accessing Gina and requesting, by text or by voice message, that payment of a recent purchase be split into installments. The chatbot immediately detects which of the user's most recent transactions can be split into installments and displays them on the screen. The customer chooses the purchase for which they need the credit and the operation is processed automatically. Gina notifies the customer of the operation status throughout the process. In the second option, the chatbot activates the service independently. When a customer may need to split a payment, the bot connects to their ImagineBank app, and Gina sends the customer a message offering the option. The transactions that the bot assesses to manage the split payment service are purchases with ImagineBank cards made in the last week of at least 40 euros. The customer can choose to pay them over a term of 3, 6 or 9 months, under the same conditions as requesting as such conventionally via the app. By using this new chatbot function, it is estimated that the use of the CaixaBank installment payment service, with approximately 1,200 transactions per month, will grow by some 15%. CaixaBank's mobile-only bank currently has 1.2 million customers. CaixaBank is the leading financial group in retail banking in Spain and one of the most important in Portugal. It has 15.6 million customers in the Iberian market and boasts the peninsula's leading business network. Technology and digitization are key in the company's business model, which has the largest base of digital customers in Spain, 6.3 million. In addition, CaixaBank has developed projects that have marked technological turning points in the sector, such as the creation of the first cash machines that allow customers to perform operations through facial recognition and without having to enter their PIN. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.